Incunabula 2. My father made his first garden in that house in Liggertown facing the Sperrins. He named it Linwood after a military march. My uncle's was Belfegor. Tiny bricks came out of red metal moulds like magic, like jellies. He riddled the soil for stones like flour. The mixing of cement was an alchemy of sand and turpentine that made rainbow colours in the well that chimed with the bubble in his spirit level. He planted swathes of Siberian orange wallflower perfumed for christenings and birthdays that lived up to its name as the bee flower, alive with sound. Michaelmas daisies were September flowers, and Livingstons fascinated when their pastel petals went to bed at night, opening up to the sun in the day. Peppery lupins we anthropomorphized into characters we visited on our bikes round the lawns. The purple lupin was a teacher's house, the white the doctor's. Lilac and flowering currant were the smells of my May altar. And we had baby gardens of polyanthus, the word seeming to grow in me as much as the flower.